You're listening to the Isoca Journal podcast. In this edition, we're speaking to Information Security Matters columnist Steve Ross. His Volume 3 column is titled Frameworkers of the World Unite, Part 2. In this podcast, we'll discuss the U.S. National Institute of Standards and Technology Cybersecurity Framework. So, Steve, let's start off by discussing the importance of recovery. Given that many organizations will inevitably be attacked, what should the role of cyber recovery be in an enterprise?
Well, I think you said it exactly right. The likelihood is that an attack is going to happen. One of the officials in the U.S. who's been responsible for cybersecurity said there's only two kinds of organizations, those who have been attacked and those who don't know that they've been attacked. So if the issue is one of destructive attacks, particularly where my interest lies, and if you accept the fact that given enough time, this can happen to you, then where the investment needs to be made is in protecting the organization by allowing or enabling rapid but effective recovery from an attack. If somebody can come along and knock it down, then you've got to be prepared to build it right back up again. If, on the other hand, the issue is one of crime, of theft of information, many organizations know what the controls ought to be. They're just expensive. Well, it's come time to recognize that that expense is a necessary cost of doing business.
The NIST framework stood out in that it was one of the first cybersecurity resources that really emphasized cyber recovery. Does the framework do enough to promote recovery, or are there still some areas for improvement?
Well, that's several very important questions. Number one, I think the NIST framework is a fabulous addition to our knowledge of what can and should be done. The NIST framework, of course, is the National Institute for Standards and Technology in the United States, and therefore the framework only does apply to U.S. government, and then only to the civilian side. Nonetheless, it is the only set of precepts, if you will, or principles that can be used to apply to prevention and cure of cyber security threats. And it has taken on the veneer, if you will, of being a global standard. Eventually there will be a global standard. This isn't one, it's a framework. That said, number one, I really applaud them for what you pointed out. It's the first time that recovery has been brought into the discussion, but hasn't been brought very far into the discussion. If you read the framework, it says you really ought to have a recovery plan, full stop, without saying what you need to do, what that recovery plan should consist of, what recovery even means in this context. A lot of work remains to be done. To be fair to all parties involved, number one, it's a framework. It's not a standard. It opens the door for a lot of further research and experimentation. And I, as I said, I applaud that wholeheartedly. And as to your question of can it be improved? Absolutely. We ought to give it some time for people to understand more about it, but many, many organizations are already using it as a way of organizing their counter threat organizations and safeguards. But I'm quite certain this knows that this is just a beginning. It's, you know, volume one, if you will. And there's going to be a great deal more to come.
As it currently is, does the framework adequately distinguish cybersecurity from information security?
It does to a certain extent overlap information security with cybersecurity. I personally think that cybersecurity incorporates all of information security and then goes above and beyond. Due to the nature of what I was describing before, the organized nature of the threat, the targeted nature of the threat. But if you do walk your way through the rather stilted structure of a framework, there are many things that have broader application. And some that, approximately a third, that are specific to cyber. I tend to use what I call a 20-year rule. If if any one of the statements or the controls that are mentioned in the framework is something I was doing 20 years ago, then I say that's not cybersecurity. That's information security. If I want to go above and beyond, I look for those 30 some odd particular principles that are unique to the cyber threat. And lo and behold, what you come out with is the beginnings of a cybersecurity standard. And I think that's what I'm saying. I think there's a lot more work to be done, but they've pointed the way, and that's all you could really ask at this stage of development.
Thank you, Steve. And that's all we have time for in this edition of the podcast. But be sure to read Steve's Isoca Journal Volume 3 column titled Frameworkers of the World Unite, Part 2.